There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon. We will be with you through Wednesday of this week, and then the show takes off on Thursday and Friday. Everybody, the entire band gets back together a week from today. Sam has taken some much-needed time off, and he will be back on Monday of next week.
Your headline on Christmas Eve read, "Grab something sharp, but naked man unleashes panic after sprinting into a Hobby Lobby."
We've all done it.
Sir, there's no need to bedazzle that thing. Your dateline is Florida.
Of course.
Shocker. Where a man was arrested in Panama City after he reportedly entered a Hobby Lobby while completely undressed. According to WMBB News, 31-year-old Zyrese Guy was taken into custody after he ran into the Hobby Lobby sans clothing. Authorities responded to the business after receiving several 911 calls. A witness spoke with reporters and said they saw the suspect strip down, actually outside of a nearby dental office, before running into the craft store. He allegedly elbowed one person in the jaw as that person attempted to shield other customers from him.
What is it about Florida?
I don't know, but dare I say, what is it about Hobby Lobby? Because there's two Hobby Lobby stories in the stack today. Here's number two, and it's local. From your Clay County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. For the second year in a row, we joined forces with the Liberty, Missouri Police Department to target shoplifters looking to steal before the holidays. On the same day, naked dude stormed Hobby Lobby in Florida. Mm-hmm. Members of their secret crimes unit served surveillance and enforcement roles in popular retail stores all over to locate and arrest shoplifters. Enter 22-year-old Lindy Heaven, who was arrested along with a 41-year-old for felony theft from Hobby Lobby. How much, if you had to guess, I grab whatever it is. This is not Best Buy. This is not Home Depot. Where you could maybe grab some tools, but most of those are locked up now. If you just started shoving picture frames down your pants and you ran out of the store, what is the highest amount of money in one trip you think you could steal from Hobby Lobby? Go.
$220.
Any guesses?
Yeah, I'd say something around there. I mean, their frames aren't that much, right?
Well, they have a couple of nice ones.
22-year-old Lindy Haven, let me tell you, she is nothing if she is not savvy. I don't know what in the hell that woman stole, but she is charged with felony theft for running out with $872 worth of merchandise from Hobby Lobby. Her accomplice, 41-year-old Angela Jett, stole $290.
See, that's my kind of thing.
From the same store. All right, so we've got Angela 290. She's like, maybe they won't notice. Someone on the text line, please tell us what one could possibly steal from Hobby Lobby that would add up to $872.
Short of a, I brought in a picture and you're going to frame it for me and I'm running out the front door without paying for it.
Okay, but it would have to be a shadow boxed large.
Very large.
Like Arrowhead seat from the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Nothing against Hobby Lobby because I actually like Hobby Lobby.
They have cutlery. There's floral.
I don't know what cutlery they have, but okay.
They have all kinds of like dishware.
Have you ever been to a Hobby Lobby?
Oh yeah, they've got games on the end cap. There's family game night stuff.
There's a lot of pictures and stuff.
There's frames. There's mats.
Arts and crafts.
Mats are expensive. Crafting, you know, how many glue guns would one have to steal to walk out with $900 worth of stuff?
Well, I mean, probably the most expensive thing I've ever seen in a Hobby Lobby is a Christmas tree.
Okay. Hard to run out of a store with a couple
of
those.
Very difficult. Very difficult. But they do come in boxes. You have to ask for it, mm-hmm. and then you haul ass. But like the most expensive Christmas tree I ever saw at Hobby Lobby was like $300.
Here's what I think. And the secret shoppers or their surveillance people were all over this. I don't think in the history of Hobby Lobby, anyone has ever gone in and made a purchase of $872. This will go down
no,
single-handedly
<probably not.
laughs> as the largest haul to ever walk out that door legally or illegally.
I don't know if I'm mad or impressed.
22 years old, Lindy. Make better choices.
From the text line, I know Angela Jett. Well, you know, I've waited and I've waited over the years.
Middle initial A.
I have yet to report on a story in my lengthy 30-plus year career mm-hmm. where the criminal in question I went to high school with.
Okay. I just looked up the most expensive items that one could purchase if you were in the market from Hobby Lobby.
And what would that be?
Premium floral arrangements with exotic stems.
Mm-hmm.
Custom framing, or quote, substantial amounts of yarn or fabric.
I said the custom
framing. You grab the alpaca, I'll grab the wool, you create a diversion, I'm running for the door.
So the framing in the back is not, and Hobby Lobby is actually relatively affordable
mm-hmm.
when it comes to their framing. And so from time to time, I'll go see our friend Pedro down on Johnson
Drive. Yeah, absolutely.
But if it's just some easy...
That you can mat and frame yourself?
Well, no, that they can do for me. But I'm not this isn't going on a wall in the living room.
Yeah, okay.
Basically.
Okay.
If it's going on a wall in the living room, I'm going to Pedro.
Yeah.
Right? If it's just something that's going to go in the basement, it's like a shadow box with Whit Merrifield's jersey,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to Hobby Lobby.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going in the basement.
Do you think she tried to use the 40% off coupon that you get in the newspaper?
Well, why would you if you're going to steal it anyway?
I want to talk to her so bad.
Well, they're probably in jail.
They spent their Christmas mm-hmm. in jail.
Which is where they belong, Dana. It's where they belong. Coming up here in just a few minutes, you know I'm a big animal lover. And I hate when animals are abused or they do what animals do and they end up getting put down. It is time that we have the conversation about how when you go to Red Lobster
mm-hmm.
or any seafood restaurant and you order the lobster,
yeah,
how it's put down.
Is it true that they scream?
I've never... killed a lobster. I've eaten one, and it bothers me the way that they're put down. England has finally taken some steps to change it.
Oh, okay. Does it involve a hammer?
It does not.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure that the other options
is
for...
any more humane?
Exactly.
This is like those cows on the highway the other day, which I think 13 of them are still on loose.
Good, run.
Do not
run.
Approach. I love that the run. Police said, do not approach. I'm good. I don't like to think about the food chain in that way. I think a lot of people are uncomfortable thinking about the food chain in that way.
If you knew how cows were slaughtered, you'd never eat another hamburger again.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's.
I know. I don't want to talk about
awful.
It.
It's awful.
That's why I'm kind of happy that those 13 are still on the run.
913-58.
They're on the move. I'm sorry they are.
Get the hell out of here. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in England, they are now cracking down on how lobsters meet their end. The government wants to ban dropping live lobsters straight into boiling water.
Okay.
Saying it's inhumane.
Inhumane.
And they're right. Instead, restaurants would use other methods to kill the lobster, like electrical stunning or freezing. Do those sound humane?
Pop them in the freezer?
Freeze them to death.
Ooh, I don't like that either.
Some chefs are already rolling their eyes, calling it more red tape and asking if they're supposed to plug the lobster into a wall. The lobster measure is one piece of a broader animal welfare package unveiled earlier today, which also includes phasing out cages for egg-laying hens and pig farrowing crates, clamping down on puppy farming, consulting on a ban on electric shock collars for dogs, and setting new humane slaughter standards for farmed fish.
I like the idea of the electric shock collars on the dogs and getting rid of that. You know why? Studies have shown the collars that just vibrate, they just go bzzzt, are plenty to freak the dog out and correct whatever behavior you're trying to correct.
So for Lizzie, we have a collar that first it goes beep.
Yep, you get a tone.
Beep. And then if she doesn't respond, then it vibrates. It doesn't shock her, but it vibrates.
And it works just as well.
The idea of a lobster.
I know. Let's see.
Why not just cut the head off?
I don't know. I don't know how it works with crustaceans.
I mean, throwing the lobster into boiling water sounds awful. But freezing it is more humane?
No. I don't like any of it.
Or electric shock is more humane for the lobster?
I found a story over break.
You just want to move on, don't you?
It's adjacent to the boiled lobster that I found very interesting. You know, we had a lot of restaurants shuttered in 2025, right? Really since COVID. And you know, the restaurant industry is one of the most fickle.
Oh, sure.
That you could possibly dip your toe in. It just is.
Isn't it like 75% of restaurants?
Look up the fail rate.
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Did you know that the restaurant industry, and this is all the fancy restaurants that serve lobster, all the way down to your mom and pop in a strip mall?
17 to 30% will fail in the first year. 50% will be closed within 5.
Okay. Did you know that the restaurant industry is the third largest occupational group in all of Kansas City? 100,000 workers help cook, serve, host, run.
Clean
the businesses that are our restaurants. And one of the things I found very interesting about this story, that was the headline that just grabbed my attention. I was like, it's the third largest occupation group. Is that they are really like the bellwether to how the economy is doing. The author of the article basically said, if you want to know, if you want a real barometer on how our economy is doing right now, ask anyone who works in a restaurant. They will tell you.
Well, like in Western Shawnee, this is going to come as a surprise.
You don't have a ton of restaurants that way.
We don't.
I've never understood that.
Actually, we don't. You're right. I mean, we have a Tanner's. We have a Nick and Jake's. We have a takeout Chinese. You can't dine in.
Yeah.
We have a Subway. We have a Good Sense, McDonald's, and a Starbucks. That's it.
Yeah.
You would think in Western Shawnee, which is not an inexpensive place to live, that there would be just a ton of restaurants. Nick and Jake's is probably the higher end restaurant in Western Shawnee.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I've ever walked into that restaurant, it is packed to the gills. Packed. Like, good luck getting a seat.
You know, and part of the reason I think others haven't followed, and that's Nick and Jake's is more upscale casual dining. I would not call that fancy. It's a great menu. It's great
it's
food.
It's no Plaza 3, it's but
no
it's
Plaza
not a McDonald's
3. Correct.
Either.
It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And maybe the restaurants haven't followed out there because it's expensive and it is so hard to keep going. It's so expensive to rent the retail space, to trick it out with the kitchen space that you need, all of those things. Listen to this. Restaurant employees are among the first to feel the economic shift in America. Historically, they witness this change daily in customer spending, discretionary items. Are you going to add alcohol to your meal or a dessert? You know,
tipping,
making them the key indicator of our broader economy.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
But there was a larger story here that you were going to talk about.
That was it.
No, I thought that. Didn't you say earlier out in the newsroom that there were a number of restaurants in
small businesses.
Small business. Okay.
And I certainly count restaurants among them. If you look back at 2025, it was an extremely difficult year for the small business. I have a friend of mine who owns and runs a successful small business. And she said, look at the empty storefronts. And the plaza mm-hmm. usually gets the ink of all of the stories of what's closing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said, look around at all of your downtowns. Downtown Overland Park, 4 small businesses just shuttered in the last few weeks with the new year coming.
Well, and
because they just cannot hang on. She said the rent is too high everywhere, not pointing out Overland Park. Yeah. And consumer spending is down, and that's restaurants, small businesses across the board.
But let me ask you this, because I've been complaining about this for a long time. There was a time, and I think a lot of this had to do with all the road construction on Johnson Drive and Mission for a long time, but they lost a lot of storefronts in downtown Mission, and I think they're slowly but surely starting to get some of them back. But how much of that is because we're just lazy? And we don't want to go to the store anymore. We don't want to go to a shop. We want to just order online. And I've complained for years that online shopping is going to kill the small American downtown.
I don't know that that's what this is. The rent certainly doesn't help. Inflation certainly doesn't help. But my girlfriend said to me, the inflation part of the equation for her is actually the smallest part. She said, believe it or not, it's that the rent is too high. The
rent is too damn high.
Customer spending is down. And for most small businesses, that's been a disastrous 2025.
All right, you're right. Nubs Pub is out in Western Shawnee as well. Bob in Waldo. Bob, hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing well, man. Thank you.
Great. Hey, I was commenting on your comment about not a whole lot of restaurants in Western Shawnee is because there's a city ordinance. If there's too many restaurants, the smoke will overfill the dome.
Oh, of course, Bob. And hey, we can't have that.
Well, we can't.
Absolutely not.
And the text line is right. I left out a couple. It wasn't on purpose. We have the other place.
Say it another way. For the size of the population and the discretionary income that exists out there, it's nowhere near what you see, even
close.
In Lee's Summit or Overland Park or...
Nowhere even close. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Nick and Jake's and the other place and Nubs Pub and all that stuff.
But there is no...
there's
main
no Bristol.
Street hotbed of restaurants like 119th Corridor or 135th Corridor.
I mean, there's no Bristol... And not that I would eat there anyway. I mean, I like Nick and Jake's. That's kind of my fare, F-A-R-E. I wouldn't, you know, we've got Paulo and Bill's, which is on in Eastern Shawnee. But regardless, I'm just surprised in an area that has so much discretionary spending that there's not a high-end top of the, you know, like where – you need to wear a sports jacket if you want to go eat there, kind of restaurant. Sure.
You know what is thriving, I've noticed? Downtown Shawnee. Downtown Lee's Summit.
We ate at the Poorhouse, P-O-U-R,
yes.
Poorhouse, yesterday.
We were in Lebanon, Missouri over the weekend. Lebanon, Missouri.
Who are you?
Their downtown was bustling. But I think if you ask, are the restaurants bustling or are the small mom and pop bookstores and coffee shops, because it's already hard to maintain a restaurant. I don't know the answer to that.
You were in Lebanon, Missouri yesterday.
Absolutely loved it. Yep.
Population 15,000. I'll be darned.
Yeah, their downtown is amazing.
It's cute.
Bustling.
I'm looking at a picture
Dare
of it right
I say
now.
Bustling.
You've said bustling 3 times.
It's what it is. I'm sorry. It bustled. I noticed.
Were there any Confederate flags?
No, there were not. In fact, I found it to be like absolutely lovely.
Guns in truck windows?
I didn't see any of that stuff down there.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I want the record to reflect that Dana is the one who submitted this story into our stack today.
I am only here to present the facts as they stand. You decide whether you read it.
From the New York Post, there is a story out today of the items in the last year that people have gotten stuck
retrieved
in from people's butts.
Which means there's some job description out there where someone is compiling this information.
So there's the obvious that have to be retrieved from people's...
Right. Let's just say...
derriers.
Yeah.
That you would find at Cirilla's. We're going to leave those out. That right. was the number one item.
Okay. Leave those out.
Okay.
What else we got?
Baseball?
Near the top, eh? Mm-hmm. Strike three.
Uncooked pasta.
Okay. Uncooked pasta.
An egg.
Okay.
A dog chew toy?
Hard-boiled or raw?
Presumably hard-boiled.
That's a skill.
A dryer sheet?
What?
A doorknob.
What?
Marbles. A sandal?
Oh, good.
That took some work. A turkey baster.
Mm-hmm.
A shampoo bottle. Reason given, I slipped in the shower.
Oh, mm-hmm. that's an impalement.
Mm-hmm. Sure you did, kid.
They see it all at the ER, I'm telling you.
A wine stopper. Two pencils.
It's not supposed to be corked, people.
A flashlight.
Is this Merlot?
A vape pen.
Mm.
Wrong hole, buddy.
Speaking of flashlight, may I? Does it say who compiles this data?
Yes, a organization called Defector.
Okay.
Defector.
Got it.
And a baton.
Okay.
There's more to the list, but I'm done.
We will not go there.
I think I'm done.
Speaking of flashlight, we saw a couple of things on our, it's like a 3.5 hour trip down to see Johnny's family. A couple of things that are topics on this program, and you can just pick. One was during a particularly slow, curvy part of the two-lane road. We passed a woman who looked about 65, who took an entire bag of what appeared to be fast food trash and just
threw it out the window.
Flung it
yep.
out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was more shocked about. That just, not that it's okay to do that discreetly, but there was traffic. And she just
they don't care.
Flung it, and she did one of these over the hood.
Mm-hmm.
She had it. She was driving. She reached
over
her arm out.
Over the roof of the car.
Over the roof of the car.
Yeah.
And it just landed in the brush off the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself, I was furious. We weren't in a place where we could stop, or I would have picked up her trash. Then I said, did you see that woman? She was like 65 or 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I think old people shouldn't litter? But I do.
They don't care. And here's why. One of the best and one of the worst things that humans have ever organized
yeah.
is the adopt a highway system.
Yeah.
I think it's great because people go out and, you know, and they start picking up trash or, you know, if you're up in Leavenworth, they used to, I don't think they do anymore. Used to have the prisoners at Lansing go out and they would, on kind of a daytime work release. And if you only had like, you know, 6 months to go or a year
for
to
a,
go.
For a nonviolent crime.
Right. And so they would go out and you get some fresh air. You're out, you're not behind barbed wire. And you would just pick up trash in the median in the middle of Highway 7. Great idea, but it gives people a reason to say, screw this. I don't need this in my car anymore. Somebody else will pick it up.
I don't think that's why people are doing it. I don't think that's why people are doing it, Scott.
Then why are they doing it, Dan?
I don't think they're thinking, I can do this because someone on work release is going to pick it up. I think they just don't care. They just...
How can you not care?
Scott, I don't know. We need to make it like where it's a shameful thing. It's such a shameful thing, like drunk driving or, you know how smoking used to be really cool in the 60s and now it's more like, Well, don't tell anyone, but I'm a smoker. You know, there's like a thing with it. Why is there not that thing with littering for a 65-year-old woman?
It's only an up to $500 fine.
I could not believe that woman. The second thing we saw, I don't know which is worse, I'll let you rank them, was a man on a bicycle, the kind that you kind of lean back toward the ground. You're almost laying down, and the pedals are out in front of you.
Way out in front.
So you are really low to the ground. He did not have any lights on this bike whatsoever.
Was he on a highway?
He was on the either entrance or exit ramp adjacent to the highway. You know, we're probably going 45 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Completely dark clothing. And as we pass him, as God is my witness, he clicks on a flashlight and shines it above his head. And here's how I know this. He was completely bald. All you could see was a bald head.
So he knew you were coming.
He could hear the traffic coming.
So he's riding his bicycle at night?
The low to the ground bicycle at like, I don't know, 9 p.m.,
well,
Scott?
I don't know that that's any less safe than a regular bicycle. You keep mentioning it was low to the ground.
Oh, I think it's way less safe.
I know what you're talking about, but
that is closed casket if you get hit low to the ground like that. Well, if you're up higher on a bicycle and you get hit, you fly through the air.
Somebody says it's called a recumbent bike. Recumbent? Let me look that up.
It should be incumbent on anyone riding a recumbent to not use a flashlight to light your domed head.
Yes, it is a recumbent bike.
Unbelievable.
It is a bicycle or exercise machine where the rider sits in a reclined position with their legs extended forward.
Right. Until you're struck by a Volkswagen, even a Beetle, and then you are flat as a pancake.
I would make the argument that the woman throwing the McDonald's bag out the window is worse.
Other guys trying to get some exercise. Not sure why at night.
Dangerous.
Could you not have a flag on that thing? I don't know.
But I've lost count how many times. And by the way, this is not just on the way down to Lebanon, Missouri. I've seen it on 435 in Lenexa in the middle of rush hour traffic, like at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I usually ride in the right lane. I'm one of those guys, you know, I go the speed limit. I don't like to go over it because I'm old. And there'll be somebody in front of me and they roll down their passenger side window and just chuck out their breakfast meal.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's always McDonald's. Has anybody noticed that? It's McDonald's.
Generally fast food. Because that's what you're eating in your car. Right. You're not eating, I hope, your mom's baked lasagna in your car.
No.
I was just like, woman, what is wrong with you?
Could you not wait until you get where you're going, right?
Put it in a trash can.
Whether it's a gas station, your house, work, and just throw it away.
It makes no sense to me because it's so unnecessary.
It makes me mad when I see it. I mean, it's gross.
What is it about old people? And I'm not saying 65 is old. Let's say she was 80.
Said she was 65.
You just think by then you know how to behave. If it had been a 20-year-old, I would have been like, you little blank. She was old enough that I'm like, you're like AARP beyond. You're collecting Social Security, woman.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, the new year's knocking at the door. It is time to get in to see Dr. Tag and the Center for Nutrition for your weight loss and optimum health program as we head into 2026. You will get personalized treatment with a real medical team at your side every single step of the way. And I'm going to tell you right now, January appointments fill up so fast. You have 2 days to make that call for your personal appointment and get $200 off your visit and your labs. You have 2 days to get that done. If you've had success before, but you just can't seem to get back there, go see my team at the Center for Nutrition. I have trusted Dr. Tag for years, 30,000 patients strong. Remember, Center for Nutrition isn't just about losing weight. It's about taking control of your health and doing it safely with real medical oversight. Do it in the next 2 days. You're going to save $200 off your labs and your first visit. Call now, 913-814-8222, 913-814-8222, or tagnutrition.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Com. Please tell me you heard Dana bragging about him on KMBZ.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Mike in Blue Springs. Mike, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
You were talking about the trash on the side of the road. So law enforcement could use red light cameras to snap a picture. And if and when they identify someone throwing trash out, let's say they go to court and they're found guilty and the fine's $500, take the average wage of manual labor and make them work it off picking up the trash.
It's not a bad idea, but I like the fine better because I think I lied. Let me take it back. We now fine people $1,000 for moving around a school bus. And there was an article in the Kansas City Star about this a couple weeks ago. People will not stop. The fine is $1,000. You could kill a child. The fine is $1,000. And bus drivers will tell you people do it all day long. So when I say I lied, I was going to say make the fine $1,000. People will stop. No, they won't. It's got to be something astronomical. And there has to be an education campaign about it that we're going to clean up Kansas City. If we see you, and you can rat out your neighbor, if we see you or there's video evidence of you littering $2,000. And then the word gets out. Yes, then the word gets out, and then people stop.
See, here's an idea. I actually like Mike's idea. Here's what we do.
Okay.
This will make it stop. If, well, I say that, and I have no idea. I like the idea when it comes to certain crimes of the public shaming. I really do.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do here is we're going to get everybody who has been convicted or pleaded guilty or whatever of public littering, which is a misdemeanor, okay, I think, instead of the $500 fine, you don't owe the state a dime. You're good.
Okay.
But once every 2 months, we're going to get a group of you together on a Saturday or a Sunday. You have to wear an apron that says litterer.
Okay.
And we're going to put you at 435 and I-35. And you're going to walk up the highway picking up trash. And it is known to everyone around you that you could not keep your own trash in your own car.
What if we also involve the Kansas City Scout system? Because as we're driving by, you don't really pay attention to what's going on the side of the road. I think on the Kansas City Scout system, you know, outside of a stalled car or major accident, it also says, be aware, a quarter of a mile up the hill, Bob, the litterer, okay, is picking up trash.
I see. Bob, the litterer.
Honk if you think Bob needs a reminder that we should not litter.
913-586-7798. Barb in Odessa. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Annie. Did Santa Claus good to you guys?
Santa Claus was great this year.
Yes. Merry Christmas, Barb.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Scott, a quick question before I say something. When you, several months ago, you said something about getting albums. Are those recirculated albums or are they used albums?
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, it is the same thing. Why did I say that? I don't know. But where do you get those at?
I go to Brothers Music on Johnson Drive in Shawnee.
Oh, man. That's in Kansas. Okay. Now, the other thing about the trash, I'm going to tell you something. I was driving once on I-70, and a person threw a whole trash bag of trash out the window on the highway.
A trash bag of trash?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, one of those black ones with the ties on them.
Wow.
And threw it out the window. I see people throw trash and everything, and I thought that it was against the law that if somebody did that, automatically they got a ticket. Of course, they don't get caught.
Yeah, I think they don't get caught, Barb. I think police have so much other stuff on their hands, you know?
Why don't you just have a little trash bag in your car and put your trash in that, and it gets full, throw it away, and put another one in there?
I agree, Barb. It seems very simple, doesn't it?
Yes, I mean, they're just lazy. That's all.
But I thought we had come to the national conclusion that throwing stuff out the window of your car
is shameful.
Yes.
That's the word. Shameful.
And wrong. And yet people do it all the time. I mean, now granted, and hats off to Matt Fleener over at Channel 9, who did a in-depth piece about where all the trash on the side of the highway is coming from. And
a lot of it was large hauling trucks.
Was from trash dump trucks. And, you know, for whatever reason, they don't have the tarp on the top secured or they're overloaded, whatever. So it's not mostly from people just throwing their McDonald's bag out the window, although that is part of it. That is part. But the majority of that trash is coming from dump trucks, whether it's, you know, Waste Management or Deffenbaugh or whomever. It doesn't matter. But it had gotten to a point, I think, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Where even you and I were like, this is out of control. This is out of control. What is going on, and the city looks like trash.
When you travel to other towns and there's no trash anywhere, it's like, okay, are there not any lazy people that mm-hmm. live around here? Like, they've made it a thing in other towns. I don't know how you go about it. Is it shaming? Is it the fine? Is it, you know, prison detail cleanup? I don't know. Or all, like, some combination of all of it.
Cleanest city that I've been to in the last 3, 4, 5 years is the last one you would think. San Francisco.
You said was so clean.
San Francisco was the cleanest city I have ever seen in my life.
I went down to, is Hilton Head North Carolina or South Carolina?
No, South Carolina.
On the way to Hilton Head. So we weren't on Hilton Head Island. We were on the way. We did not see one piece of trash. We did see extraordinarily stern warnings about every mile. Like a reminder, if you litter,
$1,000 fine,
you're going to jail.
Good.
Scott, it was
good.
Jail.
As you should.
And it was the cleanest damn town.
I bet it was. Speaking of San Francisco, I have got to tell you, we had T's daughter and son-in-law in town for the last week.
Yeah.
These poor kids.
From California.
Yeah, they live in a suburb, Dublin, yeah. California, which is right outside of Oakland, San Francisco. I know we got to get to the break here in just a minute. They're going to regret ever coming to Kansas City this week. They have been on the road, and by road, I mean the skies. You know, there's a ton of storms in the upper northwest. These poor kids, let's just say we dropped them off at the airport about 24 hours ago.
Oh, my. They're still not home.
Not even close. Not even close.
Oh, well, it is the holidays.
And well, I understand, but and when they
would you like a voucher to a motel whose door may or may not lock?
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. The news coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.